Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, it is time to guess the takes. We'll have our same game parlay for the game on Sunday coming up in a little bit. But this is that time of the week where we try to guess what everyone is saying early next week after another week in the National Football League. I'll lead us off this week. Hugh, I'll let you go next. I think this is the week where you start hearing that the Patriots are frauds. I'm not buying it. They're good, and I think the quarterback is very good.
Drake May?
Well, I think he's good, but I don't think the team is quite as good as their record. And okay. I would not be shocked if they lose this week to Joe Burrow, who looks like he is going to return from injured. They're listing him as questionable. That tells me he's probably going to play in this game. Upset alert for the Pats. And if they lose, they're on fraud watch in terms of the Super Bowl picture. Hugh, what is the take you're going to hear on Monday?
Shedeur Sanders is the future of the Cleveland Browns. It took me like 4 days to get that take, though.
4 days?
Yeah, because it's like this. This guess the take thing ain't that easy, dog. Well,
you saw like that tradition. Against all odds, 3rd and 10 completion last week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Against all odds. You never saw that in an NFL game before. Mm-mm. Well, I'll say this. If they win and he plays relatively well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that will be.
We might have to check in on those guys then in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to. I mean, that will be the take. They finally found their quarterback. Mm-hmm. How many times have the Browns finally found their quarterback? 20 or so the last 20 years?
I remember the Johnny Manziel. Remember they found Johnny Manziel?
Yeah. They actually found one, Baker, and then they dumped him after a little bit. All right. Yep. Shedeur is the guy in Cleveland. Kyle, what are we going to hear on Monday?
Yeah, well, the Chiefs are a lot more unlucky than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than they were last year.
You know, you look at a lot of numbers, they are, except the win and loss record. Like, in terms of points allowed, points per game,
the
all that.
The one-score game thing.
Well, they were perfect last year.
Perfect last year. I think they're like 0-5 or whatever. Just unlucky, but better than last season.
Are they going to beat the Colts?
Yes.
I agree. Hugh, who wins Sunday, Colts or Chiefs?
Colts.
You're really throwing the dirt on the Chiefs' grave.
Shade on them, and ain't really talked to nobody there in a while. So because they don't know I'm being shady.
Unfortunately, the deep run in the AFC possibly to the Super Bowl starts Sunday.
Nah.
You know what they're writing in their notebooks in Kansas City? It starts.
With the Colts.
Yeah.
And they're putting bulletin board material up. Hugh Douglas doubts us again. I mean, you have been doubting the Chiefs all year. I guess so far you're right, but we shall see where it
goes. A little banged up this week. I just saw he's going to play, but he has a calf injury.
He's on the injury report yesterday. Yeah. This is a big. I think the Chiefs could win this game by 10.
I agree. And also, it feels like it was a matter of time before it's been clear that they squeezed as much juice as they could out of Daniel Jones.
Yeah. I mean, since someone said he was going to win the MVP, I think he has like 12 turnovers in 3 games.
It's not like y'all hating on me a little bit.
One said your name.
I
think you're sensitive about it.
We're just talking about
Daniel Jones.
I feel a little hate.
He does have a lot
also,
of turnovers.
The Hughes lady, Carly Ursay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to turn on her. They've traded 2 first-round picks in a year where they're still going to need a quarterback soon.
Oh, so you think the Daniel Jones thing is about to really fly off the handle here?
Yeah. Mm. They're going to need a quarterback, and they've wasted 2 first-round picks on a corner. That's not going to help them win the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, the Colts aren't winning the Super Bowl. Let's call that what it is. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Chiefs win this game, and they're back. They get themselves back in the mix. All right, so there is Guess the Takes for week number 12 in the National Football League. All right, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. So I haven't checked in on this poll all show long. I know most of our callers today are not in the realm that this is a trap game. Now, part of that could be like Hugh Douglas. They thought it the other day, but they don't want to say it because it's Friday. I get that. But let's see where the Twitter poll came down today. Does Sunday feel like a trap game to you? How about this, Hugh? 53% no. 47% of our voters do believe this feels like a trap game.
Yeah, because they don't know what they're going to get from the offense. But I tell you what, you're going to get from the offense.
Oh, you tell us.
You're going to get whatever it takes.
Stop it. Stop.
Man, listen.
Stop.
Jalen Hurts.
I'm so tired of it.
Doesn't know what he's going to do Sunday. We don't have a running game. Hell, we don't even have a passing game. But it doesn't matter because we are the Philadelphia Eagles. We are the defending Super Bowl champions. We have the reigning Super Bowl MVP. I'm sure we have a disgruntled receiver who's talking bad about the running back and everybody else. Yes, our offensive line is banged up. It is. But we're 8-2. And in the annals of everything that's going on in the world today, that's the only thing that matters. Like I said yesterday, Joe, shout out to all the women out there. We don't care about the labor pains.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Just show us the baby. That's as Kyle cringes as I say
well,
that.
Because, you know, women don't like that.
No, I'm saying, understand, like, the women are the salt of the earth. They are Gaia. They all are right, the better, ones that make better. Everything go. Yep. But nobody wants to hear about how long you've been in the labor. Nobody want to hear that. We just want wins. We're a town of wins. That's all we want is wins.
Yep.
So however we get these wins, that's all we want. So if that means that Jalen Hurts has to go out and throw for 100 yards and no touchdowns and we win the game, then by golly, that's what it's going to be. He doesn't care about stats. Stats don't mean anything to this man. It's all about winning. You know who had that kind of mentality? Two great people that played basketball. The Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan. They didn't care about, and Rocky. They didn't care about what their teammates thought about them. Hell, there's been times where Kobe's been on the court, and it felt like it was all just him. It wasn't there, nobody else. The man scored 81 points in a game. That's all we're talking about, Joe. We just want to win. And that's all Jalen Hurts does is win. So, like I said, if he has to go into this game, and he doesn't throw for a whole lot, it don't matter. Just as long as he wins the football game. And he'll give us something else to talk about next week. He doesn't care if AJ doesn't like him. At the end, you know why? Because, make sure I spell it right. We are the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Let's go. And we want Thanksgiving back.
Bring back Thanksgiving.
I wish you dropped that at like 10:05. I needed that today.
I mean, you know, this is hopeless optimism.
Well, you don't have to say that. No one has to know it's hopeless.
I mean, it is. It's hopeless. Oh. I'm just saying.
You had everyone fired up. People were pulling over on the road, and then they heard you say it was hopeless optimism.
Well, it's that's what we do every Friday. It's how many times we've been on here and say, why do you think he was going to win? Because we're defending Super Bowl champions.
Well, all day, why is this not a trap game? I don't know, Julio, you're an idiot. Go Birds.
That's what we do. You got to love it.
I didn't expect anyone to agree with me today. By the way, it's probably a good thing my wife doesn't listen to the show. You know, so our first child, we had 30 hours of labor. We were in the hospital from Friday until Sunday.
Dang,
waiting for that.
That's a long time.
Yes. So it's good she doesn't listen to the whole labor pains conversation. Probably wouldn't go over.
Was she walking around and doing all those stuff?
For a little bit. And then
I don't count.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
You said she'll listen. I'm going to talk regularly because I know she's not listening.
Well, someone will tell her. Then,
you know what I'm saying? She's going to punch me dead in the face if she sees me. Is that you?
I'm sure she's not the only one that has experienced something like that.
No, I mean, but nobody, like, seriously.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. I understand it.
It is your favorite phrase.
But nobody cares. Nobody cares about the labor pains. Show me the baby. Is the baby here? Because that's what they say. Where's the baby? They don't want to hear your story. They don't want to hear your war story.
So the W is the baby.
Yeah. The baby is, the W. Grandma don't care. Grandma been through that. Grandma just say, where's the baby?
Yeah, well.
When grandma walks in the house.
Are you grandma because you played for the
Eagles? No, I'm just saying.
I'm grandma, not grandma.
Grandma walks in the house. She'd be like, hey, let me see the baby.
Grandma Ma Douglas. I like that.
No, I'm just saying. Grandma walks in the house. She say, where's my baby? She don't say, how long, honey, how long are you in labor again?
No,
she don't say
baby.
That. Yeah. She'd be like, where's my baby? There it is.
I do like that you've become the grandma in this analogy. Tyrone is in West Philly. What's up, Tyrone? 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 Well, once.
Tyrone.
Twice.
Is there somewhere?
Let's put him back on hold. You know who I know is always ready? Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, happy football Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Tyler, what's up?
Oh, man. Hey, Hugh, yes. You got us pumped up with that one. I was not driving, but I was smiling from ear to ear. When I heard you, I said, you kind of petered out towards the end there. We needed a little more juice.
A little bit. But that's,
man,
not what I do.
The first, like, 75-80% of that, you brought it.
He finished strong with the Eagles.
He did finish strong.
That was a good. I don't think I've heard that from
you. No, and he spelled it correctly, which is always, you know, around here it's a challenge.
Hey, dude, I was a little nervous about that.
We would have never let you live it down if you spelled it wrong, ever.
Well, hey, I've enjoyed this topic all show long, gentlemen. Look, Joe, I agree. From this standpoint, the schedule makers wanted this to be a trap game for both teams. If you take a look at the fact that we were just in two heavyweight fights against Green Bay and Detroit, both in prime time, and then on the other side of it, Dallas, they're coming into play on a short week from Viva Las Vegas on Monday night, and then they have an even shorter week after this game playing against the defending champions of the AFC and the Chiefs. And then they got to play the Lions, still in a short week on Thursday the following week. So things could spiral downhill very quickly with where they stand in the NFC.
Yeah, before you finish, the Cowboys season is either saved or ended by Thanksgiving. Like, if they somehow win these two games, they're obviously in it. And if they, and their season could be over. Lose to the Eagles, lose to the Chiefs, they're done.
Right. And that's why, Joe, I have a better term over a trap game. To me, this is a litmus test as to where the mental fortitude is for this Eagles offense and playing complementary football as a team. The Jalen design runs, I couldn't get through on Monday, but that was what I took away from Sunday's game. The Jalen design runs on Sunday against Detroit were excellent. It was Lamar Jackson-esque, the way when you needed a play, Jalen used his legs to pick up the first down. Now, I don't want him to hurt himself. I want the man to get down. But in big spots, that worked. When I went back and looked at week one and what we did against Dallas then, force feeding the ball to just one guy is not how you win this game. Either extreme does not work in the long run. When I look back at the stats, the play action was what worked in week one. Dallas Goedert had 7 catches on 7 targets.
Yep.
You had Jahan Dotson, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown combined for 7 targets and 7 catches in total for the entire game. And we all remember that A.J.'s catch at the end of the game was that small out pattern for 8 yards. So the point is that it can't just be all AJ or all one guy. It's got to be this whole offense coming together. I know, Hugh, you said this isn't about stats, and I understand that. We are playing the 30th ranked Dallas defense. Okay? The Cowboys are running their mouth. They are saying this is a playoff game. They understand the moment. And you know what Eagles do? Just like your team back in the day, they rose to the moment. The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, are going to rise to the moment on Sunday. Do you understand? Do you understand, Philadelphia, that this is an all-classic Sunday Western shootout AFC rivalry in the year 2025? This is a game that comes down to one bit more than the jersey on the other side of the line. The Kelly Greens are out on Sunday. We do not lose in those Kelly Green jerseys. To the Philadelphia Eagles offense, the Cowboys think this is a playoff game. For you, this should be a playoff game. We just played two playoff games against the Packers and the Lions, where teams are gunning for us. They're gunning for you to be the top dog in the NFC. This is the kind of game that you will be compared to the offensive weapons and firepower on the other side of the ball. The Cowboys want to put us in their building, in their house. Okay? CeeDee Lamb said it's win or go home. We want that attitude from every single one of those boys on offense and defense. Jalen, AJ, Freddie, it's Aaron Masterhurst. Gonna fling that football. It's Saquon Barkley that's gonna run on their 28 right defense and punch one into the house. This is a game where our defense brings it and brings it every possession. We need to stop this offense from scoring points on the other side of the ball. We need to stop that fast guy. We need to lock CeeDee Lamb up. We need to take them out of this game early. And we need to show why we did what we did in getting Jalen Phelps and putting the Kobe Dean and the best linebacking corps that we've had in this city in a very long time. It is time to show why we're the Eagles. The Eagles 38, the Cowboys 17, and 38
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tyler, that's a hell of a phone call, man. Every time I think Tyler raises the bar and then raises up even one more notch.
Yeah, Tyler was showing off with that.
Yeah,
that
I mean, really a little better than yours.
Gotta beat Dallas this week, gentlemen.
Today.
Yeah, no, that was not. There's no flushing today. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? Opposites. What are opposites?
East and West Coast, gentlemen.
East and West Coast. These are opposites. Tyler, that's a great phone call. Tyler with the East and West. I don't know how we're going to pick the winner today. I mean,
it's going to be pretty tough.
It's going to be very tough. East and West. All right, here's what I know. Cowboys and Eagles are opposites. Their owners are opposites. That was one of our first answers we got today. Nick Sirianni. Now, Nick Sirianni's been one that at least who has embraced in the past the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. I mean, he does the, every game's the next game and the big game. But one of Nick's first games as a coach was in Dallas. I think his third or fourth game of his career. I think it was a Monday night. I think it was week 3 or 4 in that first year in 2021. Mm-hmm. And he wore a beat Dallas shirt that week. Now, they didn't end up winning that game, so it didn't work out great. But Nick has at least embraced the Dallas Cowboys rivalry here as the head coach. Can we hear from Nick today? He was presented with those facts about Dak Prescott. Hasn't lost an NFC's home game since 2017. What does Nick Sirianni think about all that?
Oh, sorry. 1 second.
We'll get to that.
Totally on me.
All good, man.
We good? Or is, yeah. Okay.
Well.
All right. You know what? Let's take Nate's phone call here, and then we'll come back.
You good? Yeah. Okay. All right. Here it is.
Dak Prescott hasn't lost an NFC East home game since 2017, and I recognize every year is different, but appearing in 18 NFC East home wins in a row is a large sample size. I'm wondering for your thoughts on.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I can say is Dak's a hell of a player, and that's on display quite often. You know. Every time I watch him play. So That brings its challenges in itself. This 2025 Eagle team has never played at Dallas. So we're going into it with that mindset, with that same consistency. But much respect to Coach Shoddy and the job he's doing over there. You know, their offense is humming. And much respect to, you know, Pickens and Lamb and Dak and Williams and their offensive line and Ferguson. Like, they got a lot of good players. They got good coaches. And I got a lot of respect for this football team.
All right, so he couched it with respect, respect, respect. But you heard him there, Hugh. Well, they haven't played us yet, is what I heard there from Coach Sirianni.
Yeah, and shout out to Dave Uram, because I'm assuming that's who it was.
Oh, that was Dave,
you know, that's
yeah.
That dogger reporter that works with us. That was pretty cool, man.
Well, Dave's always in the center of this stuff.
Yeah, he is. I mean, but, you know, you don't want to give them any bulletin board material.
But so he did say, but they haven't played us.
Yeah, because it's the truth. They haven't been to Dallas. So, I mean, you know, it's not like he's lying.
Yeah, like, he didn't make it full bulletin board material, but I heard it. I mean, it was, hey, Dak hasn't lost a home game to a division foe in 8 years. Well, he hasn't seen us yet. I mean, that's really what he said.
Yeah,
there.
Get a load of me. That's right. Get a load of me. Wait till who got next? Some type, that type of situation.
Sirianni correctly thinks history doesn't matter.
You could tell that, yeah. I can't imagine he was a big history guy back when he was in school. Like, yeah, whatever. Who cares about this
stuff? Well, he played wide receiver.
He did. Let's go to Nate in Georgia with some Nate has reckless speculation. He fits in right here with us. What's up, Nate?
Yeah, all day.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? First time, long time.
Appreciate it, Nate. What's up, pal?
Hey, so my reckless speculation is all week long we've been talking AJ Jalen, and that only really two or three things can cause a divide in a personal relationship like that. And when AJ got here, they were the best of friends. The only thing I see that has changed is one is now married, one is engaged. So my reckless speculation is the women in their lives do not like each other, and that has caused some of the rift, which has now led into the professional side of it.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, that is reckless. I mean, there are dots to connect there, Nate. I mean, because when they got here, right, their relationship was on display. Nate, you probably saw it. There was that video they posted of the two of them, like, laughing and giggling, like, you know, longtime best friends that get to hang out and work together when he got traded here, AJ.
And Nate, let's take this to the next
level. Now it doesn't feel like they even talk.
So what you saying, Nate? Like let's, since we recklessly speculating. So what you saying? What you trying to say?
I'm saying there is two women in their lives that don't like each other, and that has led to them separating.
No, I'm saying, but paint a picture of the background.
I guess
of the story,
Nate
why they don't like
he wants to know why they don't like each other. Nate.
Yeah.
Now that we've gone down this road,
you've picked
Hugh's getting
interest.
Messy
because they're both in the ear telling their man that. He's the man. He's the number one on the team. He's the guy doing this.
But see,
hyping up their man, which can lead to kind of my second point would be into the professional level.
This
seems like the movie Any Given Sunday, where AJ is LL Cool J worrying about stats and trying to make numbers there. And Jalen, he's Willie Beeman.
That ain't messy.
He's gotten big.
I need it messy.
Steaming Willie Beaman. I mean,
I need a little bit messier.
Well, any given Sunday. Could Sirianni pull off an Al Pacino inches speech, Nate? Can we get that from Sirianni one of these weeks?
That's what we need. That's what we need. Or Jalen and AJ need to go in a room and either fight or hug.
At some point, it's going to end up being one of them.
I said that last year.
Yeah, you did. You tried that. Nate, good phone call. We appreciate you playing along with the reckless speculation. Hugh, what are you – I mean, like, this is your fault.
Man, listen. I've been in beef with people, and it's like, you only beef like that for two reasons, Joe. I mean, let's be honest. It's either over a woman or it's over some money. Mm. They both got money.
Lots of money.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, you know.
So, I mean, what do you, I mean.
Would you, or you want me to recklessly speculate?
No, you do it anyway. This is what the show is.
Now, listen.
This show has become 4 hours of reckless speculation.
Now, listen. Now, I know this is me recklessly speculating. Since we're here, because I know both of them are in relationships with their women. This feels to me like some side chick stuff.
Oh God.
Why, this feels like some side chick stuff.
Why are you doing that?
What you mean? I said recklessly speculating. I'm recklessly speculating.
Yeah, you did. You said that.
This is about a side chick. It might be, she might be a shoe model. She might be somebody that, you know, you found out later on, you thought she was down.
Or...
And, you know, you found out your boy was messing with it. I don't know who is what. Because it feels, like it kind of feels like to me, like if on the outside looking in, because, you know, recklessly speculating like I'm doing, Jalen ain't really tripping. So it feels like Jalen probably snatched.
But he never is tripping.
Yeah, he's not. It feels like he snatched the side piece. He snatched the side piece, and AJ was kind of salty
stop.
About it.
Gotta stop.
What do you mean? I said I'm reckless. When I say I'm recklessly speculating, that's exactly what I'm doing.
What's the lesson we've learned? It doesn't matter. It gets attributed to you anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
B-Gun
how this
listed
works.
You as an insider.
I am
when you're
insider.
Just spouting nonsense.
nonsense.
You have no idea is actually true or not.
Listen, y'all don't know what it's like to go home and think about these things, man. This has to be about a woman. Recklessly speculating.
Is your watch making falls again? Are you wiretapped again?
No, I'm not.
What is happening?
I don't know why my watch. Why is my watch talking to me more now than it ever has before? It's doing too much.
The voices inside Hugh's head. You're wearing a wire.
It's recklessly speculating. It's about a lady. It's about a woman.
If Douglas,
imagine if the
Douglas
whole time
Gate.
He was an FBI informant just undercover here at WIP.
I wonder if,
who would be in the most trouble, you think?
Like of the station?
Yeah,
here?
Personal.
I don't know. Are we recklessly speculating who's most likely to get hit by the FBI for something here at WIP?
Probably be me. I mean, probably be me.
Yeah, but who do you think's keeping the most secrets?
Spike.
Oh.
Wow. Thinking the camera too.
Well, yeah. No, because Spike has been the boss. He's been the top dog.
So he knows more about.
He knows the inner workings of the station.
Okay. Yeah. Secrets about others. So. I'm saying DeCamera knows more
Spike.
Than he lets on.
No, Spike. It has to be Spike.
Like, DeCamera plays coy.
Yeah. Oh no. If the FBI was here, I would assume it's DeCamera.
I would say Spike.
Okay. So none of us said Jack, right? No, no one thinks Jack.
No. I don't think he has it in him to.
No, no shot. 215-592-9494. We'll give you our parlay for Sunday. Maybe we are due to hit a parlay. I mean, we are having a rough season when it comes to parlays.
We can't get a read on this team.
It's true.
I say whatever it takes, man.
What does that mean? What does it take to win a parlay? Maybe give us the right prop.
Yeah.
All right, we're here from you people. Get to your phone calls. Plus, a quick little hot stove check in here. Something I did not love to hear from Kyle Schwarber and one of the biggest freakout sports radio calls of all time. You're not going to want to miss that. That is coming up. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll get for you our parlay coming up before the show ends. Afternoon show at 2 o'clock. Our parlay for the Eagles and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon. By the way, pregame show starts at 2. We'll be here on WIP for that 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff. 2 o'clock, the pregame show. You can watch it on YouTube. And you can watch all our shows on YouTube here, 6A to 6P. Of course, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount+. Plus. You can't count on us these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS at Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS at Paramount+. Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's do a little hot stove check-in before we go back to the phone lines here on the Eagles. And is this really a trap game on Sunday? I do have that trappy feeling for this game Sunday.
Trappy.
It's trappy. The whole spot is trappy with the rest and the injuries and the drama around the Eagles. I think they're going to get through it and win, but I have some trap vibes that this is going to be a tough game down in Dallas. Let's hear from Kyle Schwarber. You know, we started with this, what was this, August? We started with this flirting with Cincinnati. I don't love it. And now Schwarber, I guess he was back home for something and, in that area of Ohio. And he was asked, of course, local media is going to ask him, what about the Reds in free agency? Here is what he said.
You know, I grew up going to games there. I grew up sitting in the bleachers and watching a lot of games. And, I think the kid would be, excited, right? Of you have your hometown team that's calling. So, but also being in the profession and knowing, a little bit more of the ins and outs, right? Be an open ear, right? You always have to listen and keep different options open and to see what happens.
I could forgive this a little more because he's a free agent. During the season, he was a Philly playing catch in the field. I don't like the flirting with the Reds. I'm jealous and it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you just got to deal with it. Because, he's probably going to, I know recklessly speculating. I've heard a few people say that's where they think he's going.
Are you trying to upset me?
No, I'm not trying to upset you, but let's put the pieces together, shall we? They did roll out the red carpet for his pops.
They did. They had the catch on the field, which was ridiculous.
Had all that, father-son time.
Yep.
I mean, they want him. They want him back.
Of course they do. And they're a playoff team from last year who could use a bat, a real
They want the leadership that he brings.
And they might be a bat or two away from going deep in the playoffs.
But definitely the leadership.
Sure,
definitely
they do.
The leadership.
So we've heard, we heard the Pirates thing a couple days ago. The Reds of the two of those, smaller market teams, they scare me more. I mean, he's obviously very affectionate about his hometown and that area. Talking about going to games when he was a kid. We'll see where this goes. I would prefer this Schwarber thing to end quickly. I don't think it's going to. I know we heard a couple days ago Rune Amaro say between Thanksgiving and Christmas. If I'm him and his agent, I feel like I've got more than a handful of teams interested. I'm going to play this out as long as I can to get the most money. So we'll see where the Schwarber thing goes. I hope for a quick resolution and he's back, but I feel like this might get dragged out a little bit here.
Yeah, he's trying to maximize his dollars. Like I said, he's already won World Series. He's looking at a massive payday. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's trying to get the payday.
Yeah, and I don't see why he would sign early unless someone just blows him out of the water or gives him 6 years. So we'll see where it goes. But those Reds are lurking there. And then, speaking of hot stove, this is around the time for the qualifying offers, right? So you could put a qualifying offer on a player and then they either accept it for...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. The ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
1 year they rejected. Now the Phillies did that with Ranger Suarez. He rejected his qualifying offer so he can go into free agency. But once in a while, players accept it. Trent Grisham, who's an outfielder, a guy actually I thought could fit the Phillies if he didn't accept it, but he accepted his offer from the Yankees, and it caused an absolute sports talk radio meltdown. This is an all-time talk radio host caller here. Listen to this on New York sports radio.
Let's go to John in Massapequa. Hey, John.
This moron, Brian Cashman, is an idiot. He bit off more than he could chew. He read the wrong cards. Now he's got to deal with this one-hit wonder, overpaid bum now, Trent Grisham, $22 million, with a couple more $1 million, with a Dr. Tony Bellinger. Now we got to hear Hal Steinbrenner, captain of damn pennies. Oh, payroll, what's the debt? We got Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole in their damn prime, and we're wasting it with Trent Grisham. No! You moron, Brian Cashman! I don't know!
All right, thank you, John.
Wow.
The I don't know at the end, basically he's out of gas, just wants to scream even more. I don't know. Hugh, that was a hell of a phone call.
That was a lot. Mm-hmm. That was a lot to digest. Somebody needs to probably go see a therapist.
Well, I think for some, talk radio is their therapy.
Yeah,
they just yell at us.
I mean, come on, man. That's I understand being upset, but that's almost like busting a blood vessel.
He was
upset.
A little bit over the top.
That's the platform to do it. Yeah. I invite any and all of those kinds of phone calls if you have that kind of frustration about any of our teams ever. That's okay.
We haven't had the Eagles are so great that we haven't had that towards the Eagles in a very long time. Now, once in a while, the Sixers could bring that. The Phillies bring a lot of that when things go wrong. Mm-hmm. Quickly, before we go back to the phone lines, we do have you people in our parlay. Just in case anyone out there is interested, Hugh has discovered Meta, and
yes.
I'm seeing some of the results of your. So what are you doing?
Meta? No, I'm looking at. I'm like I never knew what this was, and now I found it. So yeah, I'm looking at the Meta.
So it's you as your Santa, where you're wearing Christmas pajamas and a recliner with popcorn?
Yeah. That's the picture that I put up. It said make a picture of a festive Christmas picture.
Of you.
Yeah. And that's
But
that's
you're not festive.
Not at all. Not at all.
I do like in the background you're watching WIP. You notice
that? That's what I did. I put that in there too.
Oh, you designed this? Yeah. Like you're telling me what to do?
It was a WIP. It was a picture that I used, a WIP picture.
Oh.
Kind of like this one right here. The thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
And then the next one is you as a football player.
Yeah.
But do you need Meta for that?
Google. I don't know. Like, I was looking at the Meta, and I don't know how to use the Meta. So I was just trying to figure out how to use the Meta. That's all.
It looked like it was in the style of, do you ever see that old Christmas movie, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes.
With the kid that wants to be a dentist?
Yeah, the claymation.
Yeah.
What was his name? He had a very unique name. The kid that wanted to be the dentist.
I know you're talking about.
UConn.
No, UConn Cornelius was the other guy.
Hermie.
Yes. What was it?
Hermie.
Yes, it was Hermie. It looks in that vein. I just think it's funny you made a Meta of you as a football player. Like we have photos of that.
No, you know, and I did a video, but it has my beard, but it has it like it's going all my beard is going all the way around my head.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Okay. We'll work on that. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, how we doing today?
Mark, what's up? How you been?
I've been blessed. Blessed to be alive, Joe. Here's the bottom line. Joe, I agree with you. I'm really concerned about this football game. I'm tired of hearing about AJ and Jalen and all this nonsense. Boys will be boys. Here we go. You.
Yes.
What do the Eagles have to do to win this football game?
Score points.
Whatever it takes.
You know, I was really looking forward to some strategical answer, you know, schematically.
Yeah, they need to. You know what? I got you.
No, here we go. Here we go.
I got you. You know what they need to do? They need to take the ball and put it in the end zone.
Wow, that might be hard for us. We don't do that very often around here.
They need to take the ball, and they need to put it in the zone, and then they need to take the other team and stop them from putting the ball in the zone.
I mean, aren't we all concerned about this game a little bit?
I am. I mean, yeah, Mark. I mean, a month ago, I wouldn't have been, but a couple things. Our offense is in the dumps right now. We got all the drama going on. Mark, the schedule, they've played one game in the last 18 days. We just played two physical ones in a row. It just feels like a weird spot. I mean, ultimately, they're probably going to find a way because they find a way almost every week. But, I feel like I'm going to be biting my nails at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Like, Mark, to be honest, I don't know how it's going to play out, man. I was being funny. But, I mean, honestly, I don't think all year long we could actually say how it's going to look on a Sunday. But I feel like the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas's defense is bad. Our offense has been bad. I just don't know if we're going to be able to exploit their defense, their defensive weaknesses. I mean,
you know what it is, Mark? The good thing about going into this game is it feels like it's a strength on a strength. Like, their offense is pretty good. They've scored a lot of points. Our defense has been playing well. That's why I say 21 points. If we figure out how to get 21 points, we win this game. That's it. Because I feel like our defense is going to keep us in the game. I can't see Dak going out there and exploiting our defense that much. So it's if we can get 21 points.
Question, my last question.
Mm-hmm.
When was the first time, and all of us hate the Cowboys, right? You guys hate Dallas, right?
Of course. I mean, Mark, when I was a kid, was their dynasty. So that was like my first football memories was them winning. It was annoying.
Yeah, and that was in the 90s,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I first hated Dallas when Landry was the coach back in the 70s. And we, you know, Landry had the hat on. He was so stoic. I thought he was just, like, arrogant. And when the Eagles beat them in the NFC Championship back in 1980, 17 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor at the Vet, that was like the greatest sports moment I've ever witnessed. So when was the first time any of you just knew that you hated them?
When I first got here, that's all I heard about was how much, you know, how we had to beat the Cowboys and how much this city hated the Cowboys. And I kind of, like, when I heard that, I just kind of started hating the Cowboys, too. just because everybody else hated
you
him.
You got, like, immersed in
I got immersed. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. For me, Mark, it was those Super Bowls when they won the back-to-back and then got to the third one, you know. And I, especially because I think it was, maybe, Mark, for me, it was with Barry Switzer won because I thought that guy was a dummy and he was winning anyway. I was this is ridiculous.
He was packing heat through the airport.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if you saw the documentary on Dallas on Netflix, but a lot of the players really liked Barry. I was surprised to see that, except for Troy Aikman. A lot of the players liked him and respected him because they felt he always had their back. But did the coordinators coach that team?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mark, I watched it. It was a good documentary. Mark, what do you got for us? What is your opposites?
My opposite. You know what? Kyle asked me to think about that, and I didn't. I'm sorry. I do not have an answer.
That's all right, Mark. You got it, buddy. No problem.
Still locked in.
Yeah. I mean, we're locked in. He's locked in at Cowboys Week. You could tell Mark. I could hear it in Mark's voice. He's fully locked in on Cowboys Week. Yep. Let's, before we get to you people, let's quickly grab Art in Philly, who's up on WIP. Art!
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I love you guys. You're the comedy show, too.
Well, we appreciate you are. We're doing what we can.
We are doing hard-hitting journalism.
That's
over
not
here.
True. We're not we're doing
right. Yeah, I got something for you at the end of this message. But look, the Eagles are a great team. They are a dynasty in the making. Dynasty. You guys don't see it. They're going to win this year, and they could possibly win next year, too. That'll be 3 years in a row.
Back to back to back. No one's ever done that. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah, and here's the thing for you. Listen, you, please, do me a favor. Don't go giving Sirianni any of them gummies.
Sirianni, he doesn't want Sirianni.
Oh, Sirianni, no, I don't see him.
Yeah, he gets to one of them. That's why he's making them bad decisions.
Mark, Art, I agree. The only reason you would go for the tush push or last week or punt the week or not punt the week before is if you're on a gummy. Yeah.
That ain't what I did.
All right, good. You got it, man. Great phone call. All right, enjoy the game on Sunday.
I didn't give him any gummies.
Well, I didn't say it was your fault, but like that's the only rationale for decisions like that.
Gummies.
Or whatever, something else. All right, can we hear from you people? See what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
Are you anti-you people?
No, I love you people, man. It feels like it's just the day goes so fast. These last couple days it went so fast. It just goes
right.
So fast.
Okay, no problem.
I'm just caught up on Meta Hugh because I'm just.
Yeah, oh, tonight it's going down.
Oh, tonight. Is that the plans for tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
That's okay. It's Hermie Hugh.
Hermie. You ain't right.
You're the one going to the dentist all the time.
Yep.
So, one of my favorite things about the You People chat is how it evolves. New trends, new things that catch on like wildfire in the group. Today, and actually just not today, but recently, when people don't like one of your takes, one of our takes, they start sending tomato emojis.
Like they're throwing,
tomatoes at you.
Virtual tomato throwing.
That's pretty cool.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Okay,
not
bad. I like
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So now if I ever go in there, I'll understand why the tomatoes are being thrown around.
Yes, there will be tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You will see tomatoes. How did you three get the morning show?
Well, this isn't the morning show.
Yeah. We didn't.
It's 1:46 in the afternoon. So yeah. This is quite clearly not the morning show.
Not at all.
Not the morning show. Mm-mm. Yep. Only drama with the Eagles is you, Joe. You suck.
That's right. This is all those 8 minutes of questions last week at AJ's Locker, 7 minutes yesterday. You know how many I was there for? Zero. I asked zero of them. I was there for neither of them. But
I just find it fascinating how
it's my fault.
When they say something and we talk about it, it's our fault for talking about it.
You know what's going to have to happen? If Sunday goes the wrong way, next week we have to ask, is it the Eagles' fault or is it WIP's fault?
Or is it Joe Giglio? We'll ask about you specifically.
That's fine. It's all my fault. You know what? Someone has
to. Flames of malcontent.
Someone has to carry that cross. I'll do it. I'll bear it.
All right. So you had a pretty electric hype speech today. The chat enjoyed it. They had some "Show Us the Baby" chants.
Show us the baby. Not popular with the ladies, though.
No, that was a problem.
And then we got "Hugh Douglas is a damn fool."
Yeah, that tracks.
Evergreen. Yes. Yep.
Quinn doesn't have the slightest clue. What's the point of him?
Again, that's another kind of evergreen one. I mean, just what's the point? Not a slightest clue.
Yep. Speaking of not having a clue, Hugh, why do you continue to take Aaron's calls?
Yeah, Hugh, why do you put Aaron up?
I only hung up on two people since I've been here.
I'm surprised it's only two, especially since you found out how to hang up on people.
I only hung up on two folks, so it's not my fault Aaron gets as much air as he gets. He's a little dry though.
Are you trying to workshop live on air with us that we should take less of Aaron's calls?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean,
say
you
it
know,
with your chest.
We are all inclusive, but Aaron's a little dry. Hmm. For a guy that lives in California, it's a little dry.
I would say this has not been a good Aaron week. Aaron's had way better weeks than
this. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's been pure delusion all week. Yeah. Somebody in the chat called him Hot Aaron.
Hot Aaron.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's been bad, yeah.
Yep. So there are two very different types of fear. Joe Giglio, worried about the Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. And Hugh Douglas, who is scared of pork chops and applesauce.
Yeah.
I'd say mine's rooted in a little bit more reality. Yes. But
pork chops and applesauce is not good.
Yep. Didn't you say that was opposite? That was your opposite
That
today?
Was the opposite, though.
No, it's actually... never mind.
Yep. Report, I saw Hugh Douglas throwing up at the casino at 7:30 a.m. today.
Wow.
Yep.
7:30 a.m. today, and I made it to work on time.
You did? It was
impressive. Yeah. Well, on time.
2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Well, because it's like... I had to warm up my breakfast.
Oh, or you were at the casino at 7:30.
Definitely was not at the casino.
Hugh Douglas Lamb over here. By the way, did you see CeeDee Lamb's response to when he was...
Yeah, he can hold his liquor.
Yeah, he was asked, because he and Pickens got benched for the first quarter on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then they asked him about a report that he was seen at the casino throwing up at 7:30 in the morning before the game. And he was like, that is ridiculous. I can hold my liquor. Like, not denying the casino part at 7:30.
Like, I wasn't throwing
it's
up.
It's like, throwing me?
What do you mean
throwing up? I hold my liquor. It's a great response.
Yep. We did have a guy, he was a new guy in the chat today who made himself very known, says he was a big fan of Hugh Douglas.
Oh, wow.
So you have that. But I enjoyed some of his initial reactions to being in the YouTube chat.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like he's been a listener for a while, but this is his first time.
Oh, he's wading into that world.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of forehead.
Me?
Yeah, well, okay. Both of you guys, I guess.
Okay.
But we're bald. What do you mean? Well, and I guarantee you he's bald or receding.
Hold
I
on.
Got money.
Hey, relax. He's a big fan.
Okay, he can still be a fan. He can still be a bald fan.
Yep. Whoa, the stash on that guy.
So he's coming after all of us.
All of us.
Okay.
And then my favorite. Hey, no disrespect, OG. You're looking gray.
I mean, I've been looking gray for a while.
That could only be one of us.
But again, I'm sure he's not used to seeing you.
No, but what I'm saying is you can't be in the chat talking trash and not expect trash to be talking back.
No, you're right. But the you whole point of the You People chat is kind of to talk trash.
Yeah, we get it.
I mean, we get
that's
it.
The environment
but every now and then, we clap back.
Well, you clap back. Well, yeah, you clap back all the time.
I mean, and I've earned these grays. Matter of fact, I've gotten more gray fooling around with y'all.
Oh, I was going to say, dealing with us? This is our fault. Okay. Yeah. All right, before we give out our same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook for the game on Sunday, we need to pick a winner for our combo con today. The qualifying prize we're giving away, the prize pack with the rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, the Weber grill, and you're automatically entered for the grand prize. What are we thinking today for combo cons? Here, we got a lot of good ones. The challenge for picking this is a lot of the best ones, or some of the best ones, were similar, like East and West, North Pole, South Pole. So I'm trying to find one that stood out.
You know, I was surprised that nobody said this one. That's like nobody said it.
What did no one say?
Man or woman?
No one said that.
Nobody. That's crazy.
Yeah, that it fits the East West, like polar opposites. North Pole,
polar opposites.
You know,
for real.
Will in the Northeast was our first one, I believe. He was one of our first ones.
Yeah, it was in the first hour or two.
And
I'd
he
say.
Said Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, which is definitely the most unique one we got today.
Mm-hmm.
I think Will earned it.
It's hard to think of two people who are more opposite.
They really are. All right, Will, you got it today. We appreciate it. All right, let's do a little same game parlay quickly over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Hugh, what do you got?
Anytime touchdown.
Jalen?
Yes.
All right, Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown.
Pickens over yards.
Kyle, what do you want to throw in here?
Pickens over yards.
Pickens over 65.5. All right, I will throw in Devontae over 58.5 yards. And let's go with Javonte Williams as the Cowboys touchdown. You put those four together, Pickens over, Javonte touchdown, Hurts touchdown. That is a 10-1.
That sounds like a good day.
10-1. We're due. Everyone have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.